You are listening to Miller and Moulton, exclusively on the Florida Sports Network. And now, here's Mark Miller and David Moulton.
Top of the morning to you. Hope you've had a good week. It's all but over. We can get to the finish line from here. Good show lined up for you. But first, how the heck are you, Miller and Moulton? MillerandMoulton.com, Miller_Moulton on X. Huh? It's pretty strong for the end of the week.
That was. Yeah. Had some oomph to it. I like when you've got oomph to the voice. That I know that's a sign of a good show.
See, I'm old. I'm a believer in the more that you throw, the stronger your arm is.
Oh, look at you, Randy Johnson.
Yes. Look at me, Nolan Ryan, Tom Seaver. Goes back to the Brooklyn Dodgers days of Rube Walker. Yes, the more you throw, the stronger you are, the more pitches you can throw. Yes. How's this pitch count working for all you guys, huh? Yeah. Okay. I digress. How you doing? I can't believe you're done with practice. You text me 9 o'clock. You were still at your daughter's practice last night.
No, game. A big game last night, David. I mean, come on. It wasn't just a practice. They leave that for Friday nights, because why would you have a night off in youth sports?
Wait, Friday night games? Don't they know?
No, Friday night practice. Thursday night game, Friday night practice.
Friday night practice.
That's what I just said.
Do they want couples to divorce? Come on. We got to start having some couple time. I mean, it can't be all Saturday night. We know Saturday nights make it happen night, but still, come on. Not allowing any time for a little Friday night romance. Come on, guys.
Very, very important.
No. They got to put your game and practice schedule together differently. Come on. By 6 o'clock Friday, that's it. Enough with the kids. Enough. Enough. Start catering to the adults.
Boy, oh boy. It's been a while since you've been around that that world, David. You don't really understand how it exists.
Well, I still remember it. And you got to remember, I'm enjoying the time that I have now before my granddaughter becomes old enough to start doing all that stuff.
And you're going to be expected to be at every game, David.
Oh, I know.
In fact, I'll sign her up for soccer now if I can, just so you have to go to games.
Remember, I'm friends with Gary Danielson. He has 14 grandchildren. Okay, I'm telling you, he's busier in the offseason than he is during the season. Every time I talk to him, he's at a game.
There's no doubt. A lot of the guys I play golf with, they ask, oh, so yep, I'll go home and start this very soon.
Go home and find out what the schedule is.
Yep, right. Find out from my wife where I have to be every night of the week. I had something incredibly interesting happen to me yesterday where someone got into their car laughing at me hysterically because they didn't see the whole picture. So we had the softball game last night, and I was running errands yesterday, and I was low on fuel, so I had to stop and get gas. And I grabbed the daughter from school, and we went to get gas. Well, David, I don't know if you're aware, but the new Taylor Swift album dropped at midnight, and then at 2 a.m. she drops 15 more songs, made it like a double album. So my daughter's all into Taylor Swift, and we go get gas. We've got the Bluetooth rocking in the car, and I had one of my songs. I played a song that, see if she liked one of my songs, which she gave me an eh. And I said, here, have the phone. Knock yourself out. Play whatever you want. So she starts rocking her Taylor Swift. And I'm getting gas, and I have the front door of my truck open as I'm getting gas so I can communicate with my daughter. But the windows are tinted enough that you can't see into the truck.
Okay.
And here comes a guy who had just finished getting his fuel. He goes inside the store to get whatever he's getting, and he is coming out to his car with his 12-pack of beer ready for the night.
Sure.
And all you can hear coming from my car is Taylor Swift. And here's a 54-year-old guy, a good 25 pounds overweight, and all you hear, he looks up at me. And he can't see the daughter.
Right.
And the music's loud enough, and he looks at me again. And I don't do anything. I'm just going to let this play out.
Sure.
Puts his head down, gets in his car, and drives away. And I know he's going, Oh my God, that guy was listening to Taylor Swift. He had Taylor Swift rocking in the car. He had the door open so he could hear Taylor Swift.
I'm glad you let it play out.
Oh, absolutely.
Would have been great if he recognized you. That would have been the best. You know those two yahoos in the morning? Yeah. One of them's a Swiftie. No. I mean a full-on Swiftie. Yep.
It's fantastic.
Good deal. So, are we ready for the weekend? This is a big weekend. This is a sexy weekend. This is a... This feels almost like put your hand in the dirt and let's go weekend, only it doesn't involve that sport. Honestly, this is, are we doing this? Oh, we're doing this. That's what this is this weekend. NBA and NHL playoffs. Yeah, they're actually going to play hard in the one sport and they're going to hit in the other. Ah. So nice to see hockey again. You know, this stuff they do in the regular season, it's pretty good. They do play mostly hard. Okay, the skating is incredible. The skill level, the whole do. They hit one out of every three games. All right. Now they're going to hit three times on every shift.
Ugh, it's a totally different level.
I love this so much. I can watch... And it's like World Cup soccer. I can watch any hockey playoff series. I really can.
And we're all into the East, and the Florida series is going to be great, but the West has been terrific all year long, and that's going to be just as exhilarating as the East. Maybe even in a couple series a little better.
Vegas tanked last night to avoid playing Edmonton in the first round. Okay. So they could play the best team in the West on paper, Dallas. How do you think Dallas feels? Dallas, who may have the best goalie in the game.
And if not, and certainly like, a top three.
And they're like, wait a minute, hold on a second. They tanked because they wanted to play us? Do they know we have the best record in the West? Seriously? Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, it's on. I can't wait. I love this.
You won't even be able to nap for the West Coast games, will you? No. Fortunately, we just start Saturday night and it doesn't get too... They kind of ease us into it.
I am going to need Trent to have to, like, really pick up his game. Okay? You know, like, he brings the two energy drinks to work. And how early is it that he's on energy drink number two? That's a strong indication as to what kind of show it's going to be like for Trent. I am going to have, and you know how it works too. It's like the Wednesday night triple overtime game.
Absolutely.
Right. You're already starting to get a little tired from the week. And then the hockey playoffs just gut you. And you know me more times than not. When it's because, once again, we need to explain this, the Miller and Moulton rules to the NHL playoffs. If the game goes overtime, you have until the drop of the puck in the first overtime to decide, are you in or are you out? And if you're in, you're in.
So it's where I leave a towel by the back door. This is where my pool comes in handy because it is the overtime dip that I need to take to rejuvenate myself. I'm not afraid to cannonball in.
Yes.
Because once the overtime starts, I have no problem staying up during the overtime. It's the 12-minute intermissions that can get me.
Totally.
Because they don't take the one great thing about the hockey playoffs is they don't take commercials in overtime.
No, because they're not sold. They only sell the inventory for the first three periods. And so there's no inventory. There are no ads to run. They would be freebies. They don't even go to break because in hockey, after the first stoppage after 10 minutes, they come out and they kind of just, you know, clean the ice, so to speak. They don't bring the Zamboni out, but, you know, they bring the shovels and the sweepers, and they take about a minute, and they just kind of clean up the ice. Okay, and then they take, and so that's a break. They don't even take a commercial during that minute that they're cleaning up the ice. I mean, the hockey playoffs are great. But the Miller and Moulton rule, you should try it. You have until they drop the puck. You can think about it the whole 12, 13 minutes. If you see them drop the puck in overtime, you have an obligation. It is a it's an amendment. All right. You have an obligation to your country to watch the overtime until it is through. Unless it's two Canadian teams. No, I'm just kidding.
It is really, it's an obligation, but it's also a tribute to the sports gods. They will come and bite you and your team if you do not follow the overtime rules.
And it is exhilarating when your team wins. And it is crushing at 1:23 a.m. when you're doing a morning show when your team loses.
I've got to be honest, I'm really fired up that Lightning Panthers ended up happening, because I needed a series that I'm really, really interested in, because I'm not joking around when I say this. I was bummed out for a couple of days with the Wings not making the playoffs. I've not had that feeling in a long time. I would have loved to have seen my team play four or five more games, because they weren't going to be good enough to get through the first round. I just wanted them in the first round.
Sure. I hear you. Yeah, I mean, what's it been, 6, 8 years?
Yeah.
Since you've been in the playoffs?
Yep. So,
yeah, I hear you.
But right. Lightning Panthers has me.
Oh. 12:30 Sunday.
Yep.
12:30 Sunday. For those of you, you know, you got to do church or what have you, that's fine. All right. You know, you could even slip in the meal. You could just slip in brunch. But at 12:30. Not 1 o'clock, because the period will be over. No, no, no. 12:30. Let's get ready. We're doing this. And Heat facing elimination tonight. Exact same scenarios last year.
Yeah,
lost the 7-8 game. Who are they playing at home in the 8-9? Okay. Chicago. One difference, though. One difference. It was even on a Friday night last year, too. Mark, what's the difference?
There's no Jimmy Butler tonight.
Ah, man, that seems problematic.
It really does. Bam Adebayo is going to have to be big. Tyler Hero is going to have to be huge for them to get through this game. Miller and Moulton, we've got a great show lined up for you. The starting lineup is a mere 25 minutes away on Miller and Moulton.
You're listening to Miller and Moulton, only on the Florida Sports Network. And now, here's Mark Miller and David Moulton.
21 minutes after the hour. Starting five, although I hear it's been reduced. Okay? It's been cut
it's a,
back
you get a minute.
One. Right.
You get a minute. That's it.
So maybe the last starting five coming up in a little more than 15 minutes time. We have a full guest list today. We do. Full guest list. Four interviews in a row, in fact. It begins in an hour. Okay, you wanted Panthers Lightning? We got it covered. Heat elimination tonight? Got it covered. NFL draft tonight? Got it covered. Kid born and raised, grew up in Florida, made his NHL debut this week. Will join us in the bonus hour. Got it covered. I mean, this on paper looks like a damn good show. Don't worry, the hosts will get in the way. So, all right, the Arizona team, they're moving to Utah. The jerseys, the name is staying in Arizona. They're given 5 years to, you know, basically pull a Cleveland Browns and, you know, bring hockey back. So they have to rename this team. It's right up your alley, baby. You've been a part of this at the minor league level. Okay, name it of a team. So patented and trademark, they sent five applications in yesterday to the patent and trademark office. Would any of these five do it for you? By the way, they're not going Salt Lake. They're going Utah. This is the whole Florida Panthers, Tampa Bay Lightning.
I think that's a legal thing, too. I think legally they have to call it Utah. There's something about their pro teams.
Well, they only have one.
I know, but I read somewhere that, like, if they ever got another pro team, it would have to be called Utah, not Salt Lake.
Huh.
But anyways, okay. Proceed.
No, well, it's just side, nice sidebar. I like it. We'll see how the judge rules later on. Utah Blizzard, Utah Venom, Utah Fury, then Utah HC, you know, like in soccer, everything is
right.
FC. And then they spelled out HC to Utah Hockey Club. Because the owner has said, I am not putting a name on this team that I don't like. I'll call it Utah Hockey Club for a year until I find the name that I like. So that's the five trademarks they went with yesterday. Here, I got one for you. How about Miners?
The Utah Miners?
Not like UTEP, not like underage.
No. I got you.
Miners. Right. Joe Shad had three recommendations. Utah Swarm. I don't quite understand that one. Help me. Utah Miners, Utah Outlaws.
I like the Outlaws. I'm not opposed to the Blizzard.
Question, is Blizzard too close to the Colorado Avalanche? Can you have two teams in the league? Could very well be in the same division. Okay. The Blizzard are playing the Avalanche.
I'm fine with that.
Okay. Now, don't laugh, okay, because this is not funny, although it is anyway. So I like the name Miners. The problem is there's a team in the league called the Predators. So the one or two times a year that they play, you can't have the Predators playing the Miners, can you? I mean, it just really sounds bad.
Well, it depends on what order you say it in.
But it's not good either way. You can't have the Miners around the Predators, can you?
I think it's a lot tougher on radio than it is on TV. But
right. I'm just saying. I mean, I just think for one night it's awkward. You know, and they usually play twice a year. I just think it'd be awkward. That's all. So anyway, those are the names. Just curious, you've been through this. You've been a part of organizations that are starting up in a city, the whole deal. We got to name it all different ways. We can have a contest. You know, some guy just walks in the door and says, we ain't having a contest. I know the name. This is what we're going to be. Oh, okay. So just curious, Mr. Name Your Franchise. What do you think?
Like I said, I like Blizzard. I have no problem with Blizzard. The HC thing I hope doesn't happen. I really don't.
You mean hockey club?
Yeah, that's...
I'm with you. I think we can
I don't have a problem close. With Adrian off of Facebook said, how about the Utah Elks? It's the state mammal of Utah. I have no problem with the Utah Elks.
I have to admit, I kind of like Salt Lake more than Utah.
No, me too. That's why I brought that up, David, because I think there's a lot more alliteration with Salt Lake. But that's not an option, apparently. It has to be Utah.
When we had the Olympics there, we did not have the Olympics in Utah. It was where the Olympics? Salt Lake. Salt Lake City. And I will say, if you throw city on the end of it, we sound like a European hockey, European football club, don't we?
Well, that's where this whole HC thing just, no, stop it.
I mean, but if you go Blizzard, like it's pointed out in our Twitch chat room, don't you have Dairy Queen, the official sponsor of the Utah Blizzard?
I'm fine with that. What's wrong with a Blizzard? I'll go Heath Bar, personally. It's delicious. It's wonderful. I'd prefer a concrete mixer to a Blizzard, but all the same, I'm not going to say no to a Blizzard.
Oh, you're talking about ice cream.
Yes.
I was thinking names of a franchise. I'm like, well, we could go with concrete mixer. Okay, we could just, you know, have a concrete truck on the front and what have you. I mean, it's tough to have the mixer spin on the jersey, but okay, sure. My father's parents actually lived on a concrete plant. On the plant. Okay, it's concrete and salt of, you know, sand, stone, everything all around them. Okay, lifts, elevators, just shakers, you know, trucks, the whole deal, and then a little patch of grass and a house. They live there rent free. Grandfather worked there for like 50 years. And they didn't have any money. And so that was the deal. Well, if you're willing to live here, you're overnight security, and you can live here rent-free. Let me tell you, noisy during the day.
I would say that would be, you know, an earplug-type home. That would be tough to watch the Mighty Nooner, if you know what I mean.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, Mets games were loud. Whew.
None of the names jump off the page at me. I will say that. Like, I'm okay with Blizzard of all the names that I heard, but
right,
none of them really are doing it for me, if you know what I mean. I'm kind of where the owner is right now. I see why he might. If the name doesn't go, we're just going to be Utah HC until I find a name. Okay.
So John in our Twitch chat room suggested the Utah Salt Lakers. See what he's doing there?
I do.
Right. Got it. So, and obviously, you know, we're not doing anything involving Mormons. Come on now. All right. No sense going there.
I had a buddy that recommended the 46ers because apparently it's 46% Mormon in Utah. So he goes, let's call them the 46ers.
Yeah, but then what happened if the percentage goes up or down? What do?
Commit to the bit, I guess. I don't know.
So anyway, there you have it. So the Coyotes name, the jerseys, the colors, everything. It goes in a closet, but it stays in Arizona. They got 5 years to find land and build an arena. And if so, they'll give them a team. If not, I don't know. I think we send all the stuff to Africa or somewhere. I don't know. It's done, over with.
Do you think they have a team inside of five? Do you think they'll fulfill their obligation and get a team back in Arizona?
I do, but I don't think it'll be the guy who's owned it. I don't think he can pull it off. I don't think the people there want to support him, but I think they would support someone else. Also, very quickly, I think the Arizona Diamondbacks now are going to try to use the Coyotes to get new digs for all of them. Starting five is next.
You're listening to Miller and Moulton, exclusively on the Florida Sports Network.
22 minutes before the hour. Thanks so much for being with us. Miller and Moulton, millerandmoulton.com, Miller_Moulton on X. Hey, big week for us next week. We're expanding. And I don't just mean our waistlines. No, the show, I mean. Yeah, we're going to be in Huntsville and Jacksonville next week. They got the equipment. They're hooking it up and everything.
How about that?
So, big week for us next week. I don't know. I mean, you know, should we change things up? Call the show Moulton and Miller? Get a different voice? Give Trent his own hour. I mean, you know, I don't know. I mean, just, you know.
Boy, you're going nuts over there.
Well, I don't know if we need to make changes. Are we going to, you know, just like, I feel like we're going to meet the family. Got to try to impress them. And they say, just be yourself. And deep down you go, I don't know if that's going to be good enough.
It usually isn't in our case.
Got that right. Got that right. In our case, we just had to hope they dated so badly before us. It's like, I don't know. He seems pretty good.
All right. He'll do.
I really don't know if I want to go back out there and try to. I'm sure I could find a better outfit, but, you know, I'll wear this. You know, I'll wear this brown thing and we'll have chicken. It'll be fine. So, meanwhile, we're like, I'll be damn chicken. Time now for
the starting five stories you need to know. It's the starting five on Miller and Moulton. Here's number one.
All right, we're getting serious. The Heat face elimination tonight at home against the Bulls. It's the exact same situation as last year where they lost the 7-8 play-in game. Then they hosted the Bulls, who won the 9-10 game. Only last year on a Friday night in Miami, they had Jimmy Butler. They will not have Jimmy Butler tonight. In fact, strong likelihood the Heat are going to be without Butler for the playoffs because he's got a damaged right MCL, and they're talking about him missing a few weeks. Well, even if they win tonight, they're going to play the Celtics. That series is going to take a couple weeks. They'd have to get by the Celtics to maybe see Jimmy Butler again. And are they really going to beat the Celtics without Jimmy Butler?
No.
So, anyway, Heat face elimination tonight against the Bulls. Heat are a 1.5-point favorite. When Jimmy Butler was playing, the Heat were a 1.5-point favorite. Now that he's not, so Vegas is really dissing Jimmy Butler. I mean, that line didn't move at all. The other play-in game out west, Sacramento's at New Orleans. Pelicans aren't going to have Zion. And Sacramento's a favorite on the road by 1.5. There you have it. If the Heat win tonight, they'll play the Celtics 1 o'clock Sunday. By the way, Orlando, first time in four seasons, Magic in the playoffs. They're at Cleveland tomorrow. It's the first game of the full field playoff. 1 o'clock tomorrow, the Magic and the Cavs. Kawhi is, quote, iffy, unquote, for game one against Dallas on Sunday. His right knee is, well, it's swollen. He hasn't practiced in a while. Got to be honest. I don't think he's going to play. Kentucky's Reed Sheppard is done. He's entering the NBA draft, likely to be a top 10 pick. By the way, worst draft probably since the Kwame Brown draft, apparently. That's how bad this NBA draft is.
Oh, that's fantastic for your Pistons, Trent.
Right, and for the teams like the Knicks and Oklahoma City who held on to all those first-round picks. And, yeah. So, Caitlin Clark, I don't know if you've heard of her, but she, back in the news. So, the Nike deal, Mark, we thought, you know, she's making money kind of the way that we played the ratings game with her and women's college basketball. Every time we set the over-under, and we're like, man, that's a pretty high over-under. Yeah, they went way past it. And then we do it again, they go way past it. So it was reported 2 days ago that she's going to get a Nike shoe. She'll be the third WNBA player to get a shoe. And she was going to get $10 million. No, she's going to get $20 million. Arizona Coyotes franchise sold to Utah for $1.2 billion, yet the team name and existence is put on a five-year hold. If the guy who's just sold the Coyotes can find land and get the financing and build an arena, Gary Bettman's promised Phoenix, he will give them an expansion team, which would be the league's 33rd team, which means, you know, there'll be at least one other team to go with it. Most people think if they add a 33rd team, they'll add three more on top of it and go to 36. The Utah team name yet to be determined. However, in 2 hours, they sold 6,000 deposits on tickets. In 2 hours. Not bad. They're going to play in the same arena where the Jazz play. And I guess they're going to work on that arena and make it bigger. Because right now, it's only for hockey, it's only good for 12,000 seats. They're going to expand it eventually, make it 19,000 for the Jazz, 17,000 for the hockey team. All right. Last night of the NHL regular season, last night, most of the games had no meaning. Winnipeg doubled up Vancouver. What it means, by the way, Vancouver's going to end up playing Nashville in the first round. Winnipeg will have home ice against Colorado. San Jose finished with the worst record in the league with just 47 points.
That's tough to do in the NHL. I mean, it really is. The way they give out points in that league, it is difficult to have that bad of a record.
And they had less points than the Chicago Blackhawks, who had like 51, which is also very difficult to do. Both those teams missed the playoffs. So Calgary beat Edmonton 5-1, or excuse me, Colorado beat Edmonton 5-1. Edmonton is going to end up playing the LA Kings, who won in overtime against Chicago 5-4. And by doing so, they jumped ahead of Las Vegas, who mailed one in to Anaheim at home and lost 4-1. It's as if Vegas intentionally threw a game so they could play Dallas in the first round instead of Edmonton. That seems strange. Better goalie in Dallas, better team in Dallas. I mean, you're that afraid of Connor McDavid? Really? You beat him in the conference finals last year. Anyway, Seattle beat Minnesota 4-3. Former Lightning Yanni Gourde with two goals for the Kraken. Lightning and Panthers, Sunday, 12:30 ESPN, game one. Let's do this, shall we? Third time in 4 years. Baseball. Rays scored two in the first, held off the Angels 2-1. Tampa Bay's 11-9. Listen, if you're the Rays, and I'm being very serious, if I give you a piece of paper right now that says every 20 games you'll go 11-9, that means with two games left in the season, you'll have 88 wins. Would you take it?
Yes.
So that
I think that's a wild card.
So potentially you'd have 88, 89, or 90 win season. Because right. Obviously 88 wins with two games to go. You think if we pulled the Kevin Cash and the GM aside right now and said, listen, here's the offer. Take it or leave it. You think they'd take it?
No, I think they'd leave it.
Okay. You would take it
for them. I would take it for them.
Gotcha. Texas took 3 out of 4 from Detroit. We know that because we bet the Tigers. And the Tigers committed 3 errors and gave up a bunch of unearned runs. Come on, guys! Texas beat them 9-7. Cleveland over Boston 5-4. The Guardians are 13-6, by the way. I think that's the best record in baseball. So the Red Sox opened with a 10-game road trip, went 7-3 on the road trip. Came home for a 10-game homestand, went 3-7 on the homestand. They're 10-10 going back on the road. Marlins were postponed in the north side of Chicago. That's a win for Miami, right? When you're 4-15 on the season and you get rained out, that's a good day. They'll make it up as a doubleheader tomorrow. And the Giants shut out the Diamondbacks 5-0. Logan Webb, 7 shutout innings.
Just a quick correction for you. Guardians best record in the AL tied with the Yankees. The Atlanta Braves at 12-5 have the best record in baseball. From a percentage standpoint.
What are they, like 1-2 percentage points ahead?
Like those a little bit more than that, but
gotcha, because they'd be tied in the standings, you know.
Right. No. I got you, but percentage wise 12-5 is over 700. 684 for the that's...
Listen, we know the Braves are going to end up with like 104 wins. I mean, you know, and that's with Strider being out. I mean, they're unbelievable. Best organization in baseball right now. So PJ Tour's in Hilton Head. JT Poston, 8-under, is a 2-shot lead over a couple guys. One of them's named Colin Morikawa. Have you heard of him? He just finished T3 in the Masters.
Based on the ratings of the Masters, maybe, maybe not.
Right. Now, the guy who finished second in the Masters, Ludvig Åberg, he's 3 shots back at 5-under. Rory's at 4-under. Scottie Scheffler showed up Wednesday night. Played in this sucker after all. It's an elevated event. He didn't want to get fined. 2-under par. Spieth 1-under. LPGA Tour. They're playing their first major of the year. It's in Texas. It's called the Chevron. American Lauren Coughlin, your leader at 6-under. So her husband lost his job or quit his job a couple months ago. And he's caddied for her a couple times. But they have a relationship where they don't spend a lot of time together. She's on the road and what have you. And so she's like, I do not want you caddying for me full time. He's like, no, it'll be good. We'll spend time together. We'll go see parts of the world. You know, who knows if we'll get to see you again, blah, blah, blah. And he says, listen, if this doesn't work out, I'll go get a job. She goes, all right. So the hubby's on the bag. They're leading the major. She had her first career top 10 2 weeks ago with the hubby on the back. See, ladies?
We're not always wrong. Just most of the time.
I mean, I know we agitate you, but sometimes on a golf course, maybe we can calm you down. Two-shot lead she has over three golfers. One of them's Nelly Korda. She's looking for her fifth win in a row. Lydia Ko, three shots back. Rose Zhang, the 20-year-old American sensation, is 2 over. And I love this story. AJ Storr is now the poster boy, man, child for college sports as we know it. AJ Storr just had a really nice year with Wisconsin. Yeah, he's leaving Wisconsin. He's going to Kansas. Reportedly going to make $750,000 this year.
He wanted $1 million, though. I mean, Kansas offered him the $750,000. He turned it down.
He turned it down. He couldn't get a better offer elsewhere. So he called Kansas back up and says, is that $750,000 still good? And Bill Self said, hell, we always have $750,000 lying around. Sure. Boom. Okay. So to review, next year, Kansas. This past year, Wisconsin. Year before that, St. John's. Then the 4 years before that, four different high schools. That's right. Went to a different school in ninth grade, different school in 10th grade, different school in 11th grade. Went to IMG Academy his senior year. Now, here you go. He will be in his seventh different school in seven seasons. AJ Storr, the new poster child for college and youth sports as we know it right here. No?
It's a kid for USC that was going to try to pull that off. Had the same high school thing, football player. Transferred to USC after his freshman. I don't know if it was Bama, but transferred out to USC. Got in the portal and then took himself out of the portal. So he was trying to keep up with AJ Storr. But that is the modern day athlete.
There you have it. AJ Storr. Give it up to him. To me, I had like a 10-foot par putt clap going. I sensed from the rest of you guys have like a tap in for double bogey clap going.
It may have been that par putt, but it was Patrick Reed taking it.
Where even in America, playing for the U.S. Ryder Cup team, people still can't get themselves to applaud.
You got it.
And at 8 minutes before the hour, that was...
That was the Starting Five every weekday morning at this time on Miller and Moulton.
It's been a busy week, though, the whole college scene. Notre Dame, by the way, facing a suit from an NLRB claim in which they're saying, yeah, don't give me the student-athlete thing. They're employees. Notre Dame! Well, we just had it in Ivy League school, so why can't we have it, at Notre Dame? The Virginia legislature passed legislation that said the Virginia colleges can pay the guys directly. You don't have to set up an NIL. Just pay them out of your athletic department. That overrides NCAA rules, Miller and Moulton.